Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Mike Shope.
I've been living in a field of corn and grains and alfalfa, soybeans. The wheat. We've had never hops. We should have started hops. We should have seen hops coming.
And the bulldog.
My God! I've been hanging out on the farm all these years. I ain't got nothing. The barn's falling down. The poor American farmer is going broke. Nobody wants his milk. I'm supposed to worry about the farm? Sell the farm!
On WGR.
I'm sick of the farm. I'm going to go into computers. That's what the future is. I'm going to move me out to Silicon Valley. That's where I need to be.
Sports Radio 550.
Bills fall to 9-4 with a tough loss yesterday to Baltimore. Good game. 803-0550 to comment on it, to talk about it with us. Mike Shope and the Bulldog with you for another hour. Before we do that, one quick question from the world of betting.
Okay.
Who is the favorite at Bet Online to be the opening day head coach next year for Dallas?
Urban Meyer.
Lincoln Riley.
Both are among the favorites. Urban Meyer, so that's like being talked about?
Yeah.
He said he wants the Cowboys job.
Well, what else is there to do?
I didn't know that.
They don't have it for 2 years and complain that he's tired?
And then Jerry Jones, I think, called it a compliment, but that's all he said about it.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
4-1. But one guy is even a lower price. And I think Lincoln Riley might be, did I see 6-1 on him? I watched them Saturday, Oklahoma-Baylor. It's a great game. They do some good things, Oklahoma. Yeah. The quarterback is really good.
Hurts, yeah. Former Alabama guy.
Yep. Baylor almost won, though.
I'm going to say that Mike McCarthy's a bigger favorite than those guys.
No, I did not see him on the list. Yeah. I did see Tony Romo was on the list
really?
At 66-1.
Wow. Boy, who am I not thinking of here?
I like the idea of Jim Schwartz at 33-1. Could he get another job? Couldn't he get another job? Jim Schwartz?
What about Kellen Moore?
No.
He's currently their coordinator and
got
a little.
No. But this guy is a current NFL offensive coordinator. The guy who's 3-1 to be the Dallas head coach
next
year.
Nate Hackett.
Nate Hackett.
No.
My Nate Hackett.
Sorry.
Sorry, I got time.
How great would that be, though, if they go with him?
Year after next is fine.
This year doesn't help him.
You never hear his name. Watch the Packers, you never hear his name. That hurts the bet. I mean, I just thought he'd get all kinds of, there's Nate Hackett, his dad, Paul Hackett. He doesn't even exist.
He needed to be the OC on a team with a defensive head coach. Because now LaFleur will get all the credit.
Yeah, that's right.
But they don't even deserve that much credit. How good are they? And that, then, you know, you can say this, but then you can say, well, who are their skill guys, Green Bay? It's a hard team to read, Green Bay. They have a very good record. Rodgers is already, you already have in your mind what Rodgers is. Maybe he tails off, but you still think of him as great. So, okay, Rodgers. Aaron Jones is really good. Jamal Williams is a nice compliment. He plays a lot. Adams is still there, but how good is Adams really? I mean, he's productive in his career. And then after that, who?
Right.
Then it's just like they've been shuffling guys in and out of there.
Three named guys for last year. There were a few three named guys. I don't know.
Yeah. So I don't know what Green Bay is really. They go to San Francisco, they get smacked.
Okay, so
they did go to San Francisco and get smacked.
Sorry, Greg Roman,
Josh McDaniels. Is it McDaniel?
Josh McDaniels.
McDaniels. Josh McDaniels. Greg Roman is the favorite for Carolina, though.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good guess.
All right. We'll see. Is Daboll on that list?
No, he's not on either. Could Ron Rivera is on the Dallas list.
Okay. That's not surprising.
Lock and Fora from CBS did mention, he mentioned Daboll with the Panthers. right after he talked about Greg Roman being the favorite.
Yeah. Jason Garrett is the second choice on the Carolina list. Ron Rivera is in like 10-1 on the Dallas list.
Is Jason Garrett on the Cowboys list?
No.
You can't bet on Jason Garrett?
No, that's like he's out.
Just like a 0% possibility.
Right. It sort of feels like that. Here is Joe with us. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. I just wanted two things. One, the defense was unbelievable. No one's done that to Jackson all year. I think we have the best defense in the NFL because our offense is so bad. We're on the field probably a lot more than those teams that are ranked in front of us. If we had an offense that could move the ball consistently every week, I think it'd be no question our defense would be number one. I love what McDermott's done as far as the free agents and defense, everything. I want him to be our coach. I know usually if the quarterback doesn't work out, they let the coach go. But every quarterback, I mean, every coach in the NFL has probably drafted a quarterback that didn't work out. I mean, so not to say that Allen won't. I just can't. The defense is a Super Bowl defense, top running game, top five running game. I feel like, you know, the play calling, Bulldog said earlier that, you know, if you can't hit the open guy, what more can you do? I mean, I don't know how long McDermott's going to sit with the offensive coordinator and go over this and show him, look, this guy's open, this guy's open. I guess you'd have to be a genius to figure out how to fix that. But he's got to start hitting those deep balls and doing it consistently. Not one week he throws great, the next week bad. I mean, that's the only thing we're missing. If we had an accurate quarterback, I wouldn't rule out AFC Championship game or further. I mean, I just think that's our biggest fall. And without that in the league now, you're in trouble. I mean, you're in trouble.
Yep. Thanks, Joe. Let's talk about this a little bit. Defense, by the way, second in the league, points allowed, tied for third in yards allowed per play. Really good. I think I saw that they ran 15 more plays than the Ravens did yesterday, though. Or maybe that's not a though. 75 to 60, I believe I saw, okay, for snaps,
yep,
on offense.
Well, the defense is excellent. What is there to do? I mean, you're not changing the guy out. You're in this for the long haul with Allen. There's a big investment there. There has been some promising signs. And I think you just, to me, I'm thinking back to the woman that called us in the post game show yesterday. Said, like, what would you do if teams are going to keep doing this to you? They're going to keep, and look, not everybody's going to do it. I mean, I don't know. It works if you've got guys that can stay with receivers well enough in one-on-one coverage, and Baltimore is such a team, and you knew it going in, so you should have been prepared for it. I'm sure they were. That's why I'm not inclined to like be all freaked out about Daboll today. I think there were plays there, especially in the first half of this game, that you just need to hit, and if you don't, you know, then your plan kind of goes up in smoke. My answer to what am I going to do if they keep doing it is I'm going to keep trying those passes. Because eventually it will become obvious that I've got a quarterback problem if I don't start hitting some of them. That's it. And that, you know, I don't mean that to be like some sort of an ultimatum. I don't think that happens anytime this year. I think we're that's off in the distance. But that's what I do because that's what I think I have to do. Those plays are there. They are daring you to beat them. And teams do it. I don't think Baltimore will attack everybody they play with 67% blitzes, but you get into a matchup with a team and a quarterback that you have faith isn't going to make you pay for that, then you're going to go for it.
It gets no easier from here. The Ravens' defense is ranked 15th for what that's worth. The Steelers are 4th yards per play. The Patriots are 1st in almost everything. So your next two games are road games against the two best defenses in the conference, at least if you don't include yours. So it gets tougher from here. And we'll see. Like, neither of those teams has a great offense either. We could be looking at the next two games being a lot like yesterday.
And look, they might now, with the benefit of having gone through this game, decide to do what a couple of people have brought up to us today, which is, you know, more multiple tight end sets, more. I mean, they did try screen and swing like wide receiver screens, and even they, for all intents and purposes, the passes to Singletary out in the flat there are wide receiver screens. It's just he's a running back, but he's lined up like a wide receiver, so it's not a traditional screen to a running back. But anyway, it's the same idea. Like I've got you out here away from all the mess, and you know I'm going to play an easy pitch and catch and hope that we can beat a guy and you're off to the races. Maybe you do a little more of that. Maybe you multiply, you get multiple more often, like different formations to try to offset that. But I think the thing you have to do is you have to hit those throws. I mean, don't dig any deeper than that, in my opinion. You have to hit those throws. It's tough, but I think that's the answer.
Quickly, just to add, yards per play on defense, I gave you San Francisco 1, New England 2, Pittsburgh 3, Jets 5 in the league. Those are your next three games. Bills 4. You wouldn't want to play them either.
No.
You wouldn't want to play the Bills on defense. No. You know, 2, 3, and 5, though, are the next three games. Not in that order. All right, here's Paul next. Hi, Paul.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Good. Thank you for calling.
I'm not pointing this at you guys. I think you guys have been fair all day long, but just listening to the radio all day long between you guys and listening to Sal this morning and Murph and Tasker, I just think some of the fans have got to realize, too, that we've played a very athletic and very fast and very good defense yesterday, regardless of what. Yes, Allen missed some throws. He's getting better. I mean, he's hit some longer throws in the last few weeks. Couple of them should have been caught yesterday in receivers, but I don't know. I think the fans are just like, it's been so many years since we've had anything good. We're 9-4 and we're fickle about everything. And it's just kind of driving me nuts all day long listening to it. Sal, hour and a half in this morning, finally got his first bad take call when a caller called up and said, oh, the defense was horrible yesterday. They allowed 24 points. And Sal's point was, are we taking into the account that, you know, they had some short fields most of the game? And, you know, I don't know. I just think the fans are, like, way, way too heavy to jump on things. Yeah, we played a damn good defense yesterday. And, you know, yeah. And they blitzed more than they had all year, and they were the number one blitzing team. And, yes, they had extra days since last Thursday to figure this out. But sometimes you're just going to run into a defense like them, and they're going to have their day.
Well, let's see what happens from here. One person can say the fans are too critical. The next person can say thank you for the standard going up. You know, we've had this a lot with quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. You're making a point about that and the defense, too. Like, let's see what happens from here. I just went over it. Bulldog and I just went over it. The Ravens have a good defense, but the teams, including the Jets, the teams the Bills have remaining, all have better ones by yards per play. So it doesn't get easier. And if we go another game or three and we're sitting here going, how come we can't hit these passes? And I mean, the Bills yesterday averaged 3.7 yards per pass attempt. That is lowly.
Yeah.
You're at home and you're playing a good team. That's what we want. We want to play good teams and eventually maybe have the Bills beat some of them. And so I don't mind people being critical about that. I want to also, though, keep perspective on what most of us thought this year would be and what it is. And losing to the Ravens is what most teams who've played them have done. And so I don't want to be like hard on the team for doing that. It was a good game. I thought it was very interesting. So what is all this to say? If people are going to be like, come on, we got to be better than this, they're probably right in terms of winning big games, which is the goal.
Yep. I think that's entirely fair. You know, and I still like my approach, and it's not, this isn't in danger of being on Cold Takes Exposed anytime soon, is to just keep playing like they've been playing and hope you hit some of those throws. You know, especially when you go on the road to Houston or Tennessee or Kansas City or New England or like wherever you're going to end up. that first weekend in January, you're going to be playing somebody that's probably going to be pretty good. Maybe they're better than you. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're just comparable. I don't know. Whatever. It'll be some other 10-win type team or more, and you're going to have to hit some plays. That's it. And them failing to do it yesterday, to me, doesn't mean that they won't be able to do it. And them failing to do it yesterday did not leave them in danger of being, like, run out of the stadium or anything. They were in the game, and their defense is going to allow for that most days. And, like, it'd be jarring if they got just boat raced. In one of these games. I think they'll be in games, and if you make a play or two, maybe you'll win.
They're not throwing any interceptions anymore. For one reason or another. The fumbles are still happening.
He did lose the ball yesterday, and that was very damaging.
One more. Here's Lawrence with us. Hi, Lawrence.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Just want to obviously thank you guys. 550's been kind of my listen-to station for some time now. Born and raised down in the Brooklyn area, and I'm in Buffalo now.
Thanks.
For you.
Thanks.
Think fourth quarter that the winning portion of that game was achievable. Do you think, based upon what you've seen?
Well, I'd have to say yes. They were at the 18-yard line, yeah. First down to tie it.
It's wild. I tell people all the time, like, I listen to some of the callers, but as a season ticket holder, and I sit there and watch it in person, I mean, come on, guys. Buffalo is looking good. Good town, good team, and Josh has got some ways to go, but I think all he's doing is getting better. I think we all need to agree to that one.
I don't know. That's not really my attitude about that. Getting better is what you hear all the time, but I just need good, and I don't know if I'm good or even getting better necessarily. It's always getting better when you have a better game than the previous game, but when you go the other way, like I guess this game would be, it's not getting worse. Nobody talks like that. Well, you can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
I'd rather not have either. What do we have? You want to assume that he's making progress. Why wouldn't you assume everybody is in the same way, in the league, on the rot? Like, what are we really talking about? He's okay. And yesterday was not great.
No. And will need to be better. I do think from last year to this year, he's made a lot of progress. And the reason I think you make the point is because you're hoping that that's going to result in him being at some point a finished product that is good or better than that. And there's no way to know right now whether you're on track to do that or not. But I'm encouraged by a lot of what he's done so far. But he needs to make those throws. I mean, it's just it. This is how it goes. It might sound cold or something, but that's the job. I think he'd even tell you that. Didn't he say, like, I got to make those throws? That's it. That's the gig.
The guy they played yesterday is pretty young, too. 10-1 favorite now to win the MVP. Jackson, amazing. All right, more Buffalo Bills football Monday to come. First, let me tell you again about Outlet Liquor and how you can come up big at Outlet Liquor. Stocking up for the holidays and always when you're going to a party or even, of course, hosting a party. It's a great store, especially for quantity. The place to buy a case, Outlet Liquor. You don't have to have a club card or anything for the discounts or any coupons or anything like that. Low prices all the time at Outlet Liquor. And some of the gift sets are in. So if you have someone in your life that you know likes a certain drink or even a certain brand, Outlet Liquor is probably just the place for you. In the penny section, you can double up, buy one bottle for the regular price, get a second for a penny. Bourbon cream, Alberta rye whiskey, Grey Goose minis, Irish whiskey, all kinds of options there, and you can mix and match and buy, gifts for several people this way. Bailey's Irish cream available, 1-liter boxes in several flavors for just $19.99 each. Save over $10 there. And on the big Magnum bottles, Johnny Walker Red, Kettle One Vodka, Tanqueray Gin, and others, Doers, $39.99, the prices every day. Outlet Liquor, just minutes from the Galleria, proud partner of BrokenSticksHockey.com and the Sabres. Outlet Liquor, what's your outlet?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.